So in the position striking distance at the fulcrum point of the Masach, at the end of Makom Shenagu, so it leads into Tamid Nishchat, which is the beginning of obviously the discussion, the intensive discussion of the Karban Pesach. We'll talk about all the dinim of the Karban Pesach and then Pesach Sheni. And then, of course, you move into Arvei Pesachim for the discussion of the Yantif itself. So, this is like the fulcrum point, as I like to call it, of the Masachta. So it's a very enjoyable daf, short daf, something, a lot of very important considerations here. So Tana Rabbana Birishona Hayunosin Peo Lulafes. So this is again with the turnips, so the kruv, usually a carob, and some people would say a cabbage. Rabbi Yossi Amar Afla Kaflos. So there's kind of leeks. V'tani Idach Hayunosin Peo Lulafes of the kaflod. Rabbi Shimon Amar Afla Kruv. So maybe it's a three-way machlokes satanoyim. So name a tlasa tanoyhav. So the Gemara says no. Lo trei tanoyhav. Remember the Gemara has a principle that we don't like to be marbe b'shitos. You try to reduce the shitos. V'tanakamad the Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yosi. Tanakamad the Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon. Umay af akamaisa. Okay. So Tana Rabbanan ben Bohain. That's the way that you pronounce it. The son of this individual. Nasan peyali yarek. Uba aviv umitzan. So exactly the problem of Ma'achil Tevil that we discussed yesterday. So Amr Lahem, Banai, so he spoke very kind, in a very kind way. He didn't start screaming. He spoke very gently to the Aniyim. So like the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, where Hillel HaZaken was saying, Bini, to all the people who came to test him, Hishlichu me'aleichem aninosim lachem kiflayim b'me'usar. Lo b'bnei she'eni tzara. I'm not being... stingy. So once it's not subject to din of peah, it's chayiv and trumas and meisers. And of course, again, only midir abanan because it's not the gan chatirosh chayitzarecha. But nonetheless, you're dealing with tevel. So the Gemara says lamale the meimra lahu. So why did he have to make this big statement if he was going to give them double anyway? So actions speak louder than words. The Gemara says. So it seems like a throwaway line in the Gemara. I think it's the most important thing we'll see today. So that the aniyim shouldn't feel. So ask yourself the following question, which literally means that he's just pushing us off. So it seems not, if you think about it analytically, it doesn't seem to make any sense. So they'll think that way for a minute, and then he'll actually give them twice as much. So what's the big deal? Let them think that way for a minute. So that's gufa the halacha, that's the chiddush. Take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Matanos Aniyim. The Rambam says this 1,000 different ways. Take a look at the Gemara in Megillah, Mipnei Sheineim Shel Aniyim, Nisuos B'mikra Megillah. Remember the Shita Rav Yosef. The problem with when it comes to Matanos Aniyim is that you're not allowed to cause even a momentary delay. People who are aniyim are umlalim. So to cause them to feel a sense of yush, even for a second, is a very serious thing. So a person has to be extremely, extremely careful when it comes to aniyim. This is, the Gemara uses this expression in a different context, but dimosein mitzuyos. So we have to be, right, even if it would only be for 2 minutes, that they would think that he was just telling them basically to get lost, and he made up this whole excuse about Tevel and how, Yerek isn't subject to Din of Peah. So you have to be extremely, extremely, extremely careful when it comes to the Umlalim, the Aniyim, the Ger, the Yasam, the Amana, to make sure that they don't even have a momentary feeling that this person is chasing them away, because their whole lives they're being chased away. I think I mentioned to you guys in the context of the Rambam Chabura that's the whole din of Lekat Shichachan Peah and Ololos, etc. So why those, right? But it's representative. The symbolic halachos, Peah, the people who are pushed into the corner, Shichacha, the people who are forgotten, Lekat, the people who slip through the cracks, and Ololos, again, the people that are considered underdeveloped in whatever way, they're not optimal, and Pered is obviously the same thing, as Leket and when it comes to the Kerem. So the Torah is trying to make a point. The Torah is trying to say, it was the forgotten people in society that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to take care of. And that gufa we saw earlier with the Maimer, of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, of Olam Hafuchos Ra'isi, or Olam Baro Ra'isa. That is those people in society that people just disregard here because they're not prestigious and they're not, popular and they don't have the right friends, v'chulei. So those are the people that Kadosh Baruch Hu pays attention to, that Hashem has a special place, kavayachol, in his heart for. So we have to imitate Hashem in that way. That's a very important principle. Okay, so this line in the Gemara, ki heichad lo dechuya kamatchilan, so that's especially important. Okay, so Rashi and Tosfos both pick up on the same point. I want to just get it onto the record. Because that he shares with you. So we have the same din by Shvi'is. The hefker pater mi meiser dechsev. V'achlu avyone amecha v'yisram tochal chayas hasadem. Achaya uchala septurim mi meiser. Af avyonim peturin min hameiser. Is that they both have this element of hefker to them. So Tosus picks up on that. Tosus says, well, wait 1 second. Elim neisha amru chacham min pe'el yarek v'im tamar mikol makom li pater meiser mibnei shehif kiram. V'hefker pater mi meiser. So maybe there really is no din of paya, but eo ipso, when you make something into paya, so there's also a din of hefker. That's what Rashi just said. So Yoshlomar, so he paskin like Beis Hillel, obviously. Damri masach de paya, right? Eno hefker ad sheyivkar la'aniyim ula ashirim. Right? Kishmita. V'yalfinan mishmita dechsev tishmitana unitashta. Literally, you should abandon it. Ma'atam alomar tashta. They give a different answer afterwards based on the pasuk that Rashi quotes, Uvaha Levi. So, but basically, what the Balei Tosfos are saying is that Hefker actually has a higher standard than Peah. Something is Peah, it's Mufker Laniyim, it has a specific telos, but Hefker has to be open for everybody, even though, of course, the point would be that people who are really in need should come and take. Tanu Rabbanan Barishona Hayu Manichin Oros Kachim. Remember, we learned the din of Oros, that they go to the Kohanim from Ola. One of the major things that, maybe one day we'll learn Kachim together. So one of the major principles when it comes to Kachim is that Korban Ola creates the framework, right? Zos Torah Sa'ola basically comes first. You can get this from Torah Shebichsav if you pay careful attention. And it creates the framework for Kachim, right? It's Kalil Hashem. And then everything else is kind of a twist on that. So Shlamim, the Chiddishes, the Bailim, are going to be able to eat. The other Kachay Kadashim, when it comes to the Menachos and the Chatas and the Asham, the idea is the Kohanim Baruch and the Bailim are Miskaprim. But basically, Korban Ola is the paradigm. So there's a halacha by Kachay Kadashim that the Oros go to the Kohanim, but it's all Nilmad from Ola. As the pasuk says, "Or ha'ula asher hikriv v'yalfinan bezmachim." Rashi says the Gemara in Bezmachim, "Daf kuf gimel mebez may ola kol oros kadshe kadashim." So that's a very important principle. It's one of the many, many examples of how karban ola is a defining karban. To be mayor, 1 point in this yisod, everybody basically agrees to that idea. So I've tried. In previous shiurim and in writing a little bit as well, to make the point that that's also the significance of Akedas Yitzchak. Basically, the Har HaMoriah, which becomes the site, Vayikra Avraham Shem Makom Ahu Hashem Yireh Asher Yamer Hayom Behar Hashem Yireh, so it was Nikdash Al Yidei Karban Ola. So the Karban Ola invested Kedusha into that place. It's going to be Yitzchak Avinu, and then we have Tmuras Ayel, Vayisa Avraham Esinav, Vayar Vinayel Achar Nechaz Basvach Vekarnav, so only a Karban Ola could have invested Har HaMoriah with its Kedusha. That's a very important principle. The Karban Ola is the foundation of the world of Kachim v'Huhadin, right? That it should be that way, because the Karban Ola represents the idea of Kulo LaHashem. Everything else is kind of a derivative off that idea. Okay, so Tanu Rabbanan Barishonim Anuchon Oris Kachim B'Lishkas Beis HaParva. Remember, every mishmar had 6 anshei beis av, 6 batei avos, and so every evening they would divide up the skins. But there were gangsters, you know, amongst the Kohanim, so they would just take what wasn't theirs. No, 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 some Israel. So Yiskinu, they made a takana, Shemichalkinu, some Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. They thought there'd be strength in numbers, so the whole Mishmar is there, so there're going to be fewer gangsters. You know, the, or at least more people to oppose the gangsters, let's put it that way. The Asin Chulu Mishmaros, Ushkalan Behadade, Vadayin Ayugidole Ketuna Kehuna, no, no, son Israel. So again, it's not a new phenomenon that you have gangsters in society. So that's something they always had to deal with. So Amdu Bailim, so what they just did is they said, you know what, this isn't working out. The Oro, so let's just have them be dedicated towards Hekdesh. Once the Bailim saw that there were the gangsters amongst the Kohanim, it's a Shanda, it's a Chol Hashem. But the Bailim said, okay, let's, handle this in a better way. Vigdishim L'Shamayim. So Amr Lohaya Yami Muatim, that with all the proceeds from this new, you know, bounty that Hekdesh was taking, Ad Shechipu Esahekal Kulo B'Tavlau Shal Zav, Shin Amal Amav Keovi Dinar Zav, a tremendous amount of gold. Well, the regal hayu mekaplen osan manichin osan magav maila bahar abayas kadesh shiu ol the regalim roin shem lachta noah ve'ein badulam. In other words, everybody should see what it was they were contributing to. They shouldn't think it's going into some kind of a black hole or a slush fund, but that the oros were producing these beautiful golden ornaments, zakeli ve'anvehu, right, for purposes of hidur beis elokeinu. The Romim is based on Elokeinu. Tana Abba Shalom, Merkaru Shal Shikma, Hayu Yericho. So again, there were the sycamore trees of Yericho. Hayu Bal Yisroos, Nodan Osam Bizroa. So again, the gangsters were coming along. So Amdu Baidam, Vigdishim, Lashamayim, Aleim, Vel Koyotzi, Behem, Amber Bashal, Ben Bitnis, Misham Abba Yosef, Ben Chanin, Oili Mi Beis Baitus, Oili Mi Alasan, Oili Mi Beis Chanin, Oili Mi Lichishasan. These are references to people who were all gangsters. Oili Mi Beis Katras, Oili Mi Kol Musan. They used to write terrible things. The kumbus is a quill. The chisha is obviously the whisper. They used to say scandalous things. Oili mi beis Yishmael ben Piachi, oili mi agrofan. Literally from their fists. Shehem kohanim gedolim b'neim gizbarim v'chasneim amrechelim b'avdeim chovtim esa'am b'maklos. So they go around and they beat people. Okay, so Tanu Rabbanan arba tzvachos tzvacha azara. There were four moments in the azara itself screamed out. Rishona tzumikan b'nei eli shetimu heichal Hashem. We know that the Bnei Eli Chofni and Pinchas were doing terrible things, Averos of Arayos, in the context of the Mishkan, and Eli didn't have the wherewithal to lay into them until it was too late. It's a very serious Avera, the Kuala of the Beis Eli. V'od Tzvacha, Tzemikani Sachar, Ishkvar Barkoi, Shemechabed Es Atzm, Mechalo Kodshe Shamayim, Devakarech Yadei, Bishiroi v'avir avoda. So he used to wear gloves, he used to cover his hands in the avoda because it was beneath him to get his hands dirty. So it's interesting. Rashi, let me just show you the Rashi there. V'chatzitza foselos b'kodshim. D'ba'inan v'lakach ha'kohen. It's a din l'kicha sheikach v'atzmo v'od b'zayim. So there are two problems really did. First of all, there's a technical problem. The chatzitza is poselos in the world of kodshim. And the second is that he was Mivaza Kachim. So Tisus asks a question. Pirisha Kuntris Bechatita Posalas Bekachim, Rasiv Lakacha Kohen, Boinan Shate Lakicha Batsmo Shal Kohen, Vim Tomar Baba Gabi Lulav Lo Amarin and Hachi, Perak Lulav Bagazo, Gabi Lolin Kodin Ishulava Besudra, Rav Amar Lakicha, Yedid Rachar Shma Lakicha. So that the Torah actually says the same Shore, Shulakachtem Lachem. Vitire Tri, the Hasamari Beoches Alulav Yede Sodar Kein Svas, Gonche Krachat Lulav Besudar, Ve'ochez besudar, shesudar misayo lahachzik. That's a case where you're really holding on directly to lulav. It just happens to be that there's something which is, in between your hand and the lulav, but basically you're gripping and you're grasping onto lulav itself. V'chiyai gavna lohav yechatzitza. That's not considered chatzitza in the world of lulav. V'chin mashma hayishmaitza de'v'hachimari de'hokamer hasam lo lehodik inish luliva behoshana dilman nitrei. So you see, they are concerned about chatzitza. So it's just a question of the yokimta. So Rav Amar min b'mino ino chotetz mashma d'mishenu mino chotetz. V'hanu mishum d'ahei avi kein d'shmaitzin d'karech yadei b'shirai t'chi hai gav n'sheicha chatzitza. So basically, Tosus is saying, when you work out all the details in the yokimtas, the various cases, it actually sort of proves the point, because they were equally concerned about chatzitza in the world of lulav, which I like to say is a good raya, something that we've spoken about many times, that lulav is fundamentally a din in the mikdash, like the Rambam presents it, right? Because here we're talking about the need for a lakicha shelo al yedei chatzitza in the world of mikdash. who's to say that applies in the Gevulin, right? So the fact that they're, you know, basically looking at Lulav as part of that rubric is a very important point, right? That even Lulav Begvulin, right, you would still fundamentally consider it to be an element of Kadshim. We could also bring a raya from a different sugya, but according to the Rishonim who think that there's a very narrow scope to mitzvah haboa be'aveira, right, again, they say that it's chafatzim mitzvos of ritzui. Right, that's all. Also, a kachem concept. Right, v'nirat salo lechaper alav. So again, this is a very important. After Yisrael shoftlin es pischeim and otlin lesulaveyan velo amrim shira. So you start to build up the constellation. You already have the beginning of a shir. Over here, I pointed out this before, but when we're talking about the hilchos taruvos, so we talked about the shita that min b'mino is aser b'mashu. It's a similar idea. Min b'mino eno chotzeitz. Right, so just like you talked about the diffusion of the Isser all the way through. Okay, so let's go on. So that was second case. We'll see that Yisachar Ish Kfar Bar Koi got a Mida Keneged Mida. The Gemara doesn't spell it out, but if you're paying attention, you realize that's what happened, that he would wrap his hands in these Shirayim as kind of gloves. O Tzavacha Zara Sushari Rosh Eichan V'Ikones. Right, so this is a good Tzavacha. Yishmal Ben Piachi Talmido Shel Pinchas V'Yashamish Bechuhuna Gedola. Okay, they were welcoming him in. It sounds a little bit like Achil Agasa here, but Rashi explains he just had a lot of people with him at home. That's a lot. For dessert, arbaim of gozlos. So Rashi says it wasn't him personally. He had an army at home. Amru kol yomav sheyochanan ben nirbai lo nimtza nosar b'mikdash. Well, you know, makes sense. So my salka baby Yisachar ish kvar bar koi. So what ended up happening to him? This person who was mevadza kodshe shamayim with his gloves. So imri malka malchusa v'yasvi. So unfortunately, this is again part of the indication of just how far denigrated the malchus beis chashmonoim were. Right, so the Rashi points it out. So they were having a debate, the Melech and the Malka, Kaviyachol, a debate. So Malka Amar Gadya Yoi, Malchasa Amra Imra Yoi. So the Melech says, I think the Gedi, the goat, is, I don't know, the more aesthetic one. And the queen says she likes the Keves. So Amru Man Muchach Kohen Gadol Dekamasi Korbanus Kol Yoma. So let's go get the karba, the Kohen Gadol, right? It's Bayasheni. We know about the Kohanim Gadol and Bayasheni, right? It was not exactly the A-team that they had in there. So he's going to be Machriya the Machlokas, right? Because he's bringing karbanos all day. So who knows more about, you know, Gedeim and Kavasim than him? So Asa Iyu. So they bring him in. And again, remember, his hands were covered in the gloves. So Ichvi Biyadei Gedeia. Yai yasek letamida. So he sort of gestured with his hands, and he said, "Yeah, if the gedi, he's making fun of the king. If the gedi was nicer, don't you think the Torah would have said as a gedi echad tasa b'boker ve'sa gedi asheni tasa ben arba'im? If the Torah wants a keves, that should be a pretty strong indication." So Amar Malka, ho'il v'lo havelei masa demalchum sa. Since he, you know, didn't have the proper ema som tasi malacha melch shtei maso elacha. Nisukuli mine, let's cut off his right hand. So Yav Shochad, so he said, I don't want you to cut off my right hand, do paskeli smole. So they cut off his left hand. He bribed them. Okay, that was an expertise of the Kohanim during Bayashim. That's how they got the job in the first place, is they would bribe people. So, you know, that's they came by that honestly, so to speak. So Shama Malka Paska Liamine. So when he heard that he had bribed his way out of it, so then the guy, the king, chopped off his right hand anyway. Okay, so you see that Mida connected Mida, he was in Vadze Kodshe Shamayim Biyadayim. So I remember Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef had a comment about this Brich Rachmana de Ashkele, the Yisachar Ishkvar Barkai, the Mitrefase Mine Bahai Alma. So the one good thing you could say about him is that he got his punishment in this world instead of in Olam Haba, because to be Mavadze Kodshe Shamayim is a pretty serious Avera, so. You know, that's looking on the bright side. Some Ravashi, Yisachar, Ishkar, Barkai, Lo Tana Mas Nisan. The problem was is that he was ignorant. The Tani Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kavasim, Kod Milizim, Bechol Makom, Yachom, Ibnei Shemuv Charim, Biminan. right? The reason that kvasim come before izim is not because they're more eschadik. Talmud Amar in kevas yavikar b'no, melamed sheshteim shekulim ke'echad. Ravina Amar, forget about the oral tradition. Afilu mikra nami lo kra. He wasn't even familiar with basic psukim. Dechsev im kevas imez, yibai kevas leise yibai eiz leise. So Rashi explains, right, that the Torah will say in the context of the Korban Shlamim, Gavi Shlamim, Lo Hira Lecha Kasev Remez, Mubchar Bazeh Mizeh, Shema Smina, Shishneim Shavim. Right, Im Keves Imez, so it could be either one. So had he learned a little bit of Mishnah, had he learned a little bit of Torah, all of this could have been avoided. And that's probably a microcosm. Okay, so again, the main halachic points that I wanted to just, sort of hammer home here. So the sensitivity to the aniyim, that even a momentary delay causes a serious halachic issue. That is like a klal barzel in Hilchos Tzedakah that we have to be very, very, very concerned. You cannot be too concerned. So that was the first point. The second point that I thought it was worth focusing on is the idea of the Karban Ola as the framework for all of Kadshim. So we learn the halacha of Oros, right? Or Ha'ula, we crave, so that that applies to all of Kadshei Kadashim as well, but it's a broader yisod, that the Karban Ola creates the framework for Kadshim. We talked a little bit about Akedas Yitzchak in that context as well. We talked about the idea of Chatzitza being a posel in the world of Kadshim. There's a need for Lakicha. And all of a sudden, the Bali Atosos will want to know about Lulav. So, the normal answer would have been Meich Tesi Lulav. What is the Shaychas to Lulav, right? Kach and Lacham Bayom Arishon. So, it really makes sense if you understand that Lakicha by Lulav is also in light of Usmach and Lathay Hashem Bokecham Shivas Yamim. That in fact we do perceive of lulav as fundamentally a din in the mikdash. In any event, the Gemara is testifying here that there was a lot of stuff going on in the Beis HaMikdash that shouldn't have been going on. People doing very aggressive things with the oros and with other such things, and there was a need for remedies. And the whole thing is very sad. Obviously, that people would be engaging in this kind of behavior and, Beis Hashem Elokeinu. But we shouldn't be surprised. There have always been individuals who do these kinds of things. And the bottom line, the conclusion of the Gemara is that usually it doesn't work out too well for them. So, the Mida Keneged Mida that we saw is Chazal's way of saying is that people who are Mivaza Kachei Shamayim don't usually, end up with Yadam al Ha'elyona Tarte Mashma. So hold it up there. And God willing, starting tomorrow, we'll start talking about really the entire second half of the Masachta, or anyway, up until Arve Pesachim, is really all about the Karban Pesach. And it's a wonderful opportunity to take a foray into the world of Kachim, which we already started talking about a little bit. And, the special role of the Karban Pesach is really the formative Karban of Klal Yisrael. Just to conclude on a note, sort of foreshadowing what we'll talk about tomorrow, V'chiyagur itchem ger, v'yasa Pesach la'Hashem, spoken many times about the Havamin of the Mechilta, that part of Giyur is to bring Karban Pesach. Part of the definition of joining Klal Yisrael is that a person has to bring Karban Pesach, and the Maskana is, and a Chanami, that you have to bring in Karban Pesach to be part of Klal Yisrael, but you have to do it at the time when the rest of Klal Yisrael is bringing the Karban Pesach. V'shachdu oso kol kahal adas Yisrael bein ha'arbaim. It's the part of being part of Kal Adas Yisrael was really participating in the Karban Pesach, and that's why it's a mitzvah saseh sheyesh bo kares, and it was really a defining moment for Klal Yisrael, and we'll have the opportunity to discuss many, many, many of the themes of the Karban Pesach. So, the Pesachim has so many different areas in it, and from the first parak of Bailos and Rishos, and then Machalos Asuros and parak Kol Shah, and then we talked all about Minhagim and Isser, Echola Torah Kula, and you know, Makom Shenagu, and now we get into Kadshim, and then of course, you know, regular Moadim Dinim, obviously special Chagamatzos and Arvei Psachim. Psachim is such a broad Masachta, so you get to have such a wonderful exposure to different Chadrei Torah.